Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you and has for you to build the big business. So listen, we're here every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead and get other people on this line. We have an exciting new series starting for you. They can do just like what you did, dial in to 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. So we're in a new series, and it's time to make your mark in the marketplace. And when you start making your mark in the marketplace, you have to ask yourself these questions. Who knows that you do what you do? Who knows? How are you now going to position yourself for impact with all of this information that you're learning? And so what we want to talk to you about today is coming from the book of Luke. You want to go ahead and turn there. And I'm telling you right now, this is a big deal, because many people don't do this, right? Because today's agenda is building your empire. That's today's agenda. And so Luke 14 and 28 is going to be our scripture, because before you get started, you have to prepare. We're making our mark in the marketplace. Something big is going to happen in your business if you follow exactly what we tell you to do in this series, as well as for your team. But we got to go to the Lord first, because many people think they can do it without him. And I'm telling you right now, you're going to end up backing up and end up at the same very place of asking him for help. So why not do it now? Let's go to the Lord together. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on today, because today is the day you've made, and we're so glad and joyous we're here in the land of the living. Father God, we are just so thankful as your Holy Spirit will take full reign here over Power Starts Your Day. Let your servant decrease as you increase like never before. We're thankful, Father God, for growth, for spiritual, mental, physical, and financial growth right now. We're declaring and decreeing that that's what's going to happen with this series. We're making our mark in the marketplace, and when we go out, they'll know who sent us. We're grateful, Father God, for the great exploits that we will be doing in your name, not our own. We're thankful, oh, Father God, that we are the called out ones, ones who are boldly and courageously following your principles to build big business. We honor you and we bless you. We want to seal this prayer with the blood of our son, your son, our brother, our savior, our king, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, okay, family, let's hop right on in. I'm very excited about some things that are going on. We literally are going to be starting the Power Start Your Day podcast coming soon. Making the mark in the marketplace. You guys know that whatever God shares with me, I share it with you. And he is downloading so much on me, I can't wait to be able to share it with the world to help create impact. By those who don't know that, you know, Pink Millionaire is not about just because I love pink, even though it is my favorite color. You're never going to probably catch me without pink on my fingernails or pink somewhere around me. If you were to see my office, you're like pink everywhere. Even my son, when he gave me Mother's Day, he's like, everything pink for the queen. And I'm like, wow. But this is what I want you to know, that pink actually stands for positioning you for impact now with applied knowledge. And everybody on Power Start Your Day is not pink. But I want you to know what I stand for and why it is so important that you don't just hear these episodes, you actually do what is being said, because whatever God tells me to do, even for my business, I bring it on into you, because I know that he never, if we serve a big God, he's never just going to give me something just for me. Every gift that is given to kingdom builders, when you understand what those gifts are for, is to equip the saints, help other people. So let's go in, and we want to look at today's agenda. We're building your empire. And in Luke chapter 14, verse 28 says, "For which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it?" Now, what is it that most people run out of when trying to build their business? Now, we're going to change our perspective on this, because sometimes we say things that are very common, but a lot of things that are very common is wrong. We say we run out of time, but many people are not counting time. They're not even respecting time, and I'm going to tell you something. Time only respects those who respect it. The moment we realize that what you do with your minutes become your hours become your days become your weeks turn into your months, and your quarters become your years, and your years equal your career. Your years equal your career. And that's why we're going to be talking about today, is you're making your mark in the marketplace. You have to be intentional with time if you're going to be intentional with building your business. Intention is a powerful, powerful tool for creating wealth. If any of those of you who read Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, desire is a huge proponent to your thoughts. And inside of those desires will become now an intention. Like when the intention is clear that I am going to make these goals. Our intention right now is you making your mark in the marketplace, your unique mark, that when people think about you, they think about what you want them to think about. But you got to start thinking about it yourself. And so what you want to do is, we're going to go a little deeper into the cash calendar. I know there's some people who use it. There's some people who now have even begun to understand it. But we're talking about maximizing it. Most people waste time. Stop it already. Everyone falls in this category. But for those who are more intentional with time, and if you're going to make your mark in the marketplace, you better start marking it on your calendar. Now, I'm not talking about the calendar for you to know when is the next holiday, when the kids get out of school, when is maybe the start or end of your month, which we're going into that. That's one part. But the cash calendar is going to make it where you are set up for the come up every day, because we're going to be getting you out there. But most people are just doing it. They're winging it, and it's not wise to wing it if you're trying to build a big business. You must not fall into everyone who's trying to do shortcuts, and you must now begin to focus in and implement strategies of the wealthy. Wealthy are always running on calendar. You just don't have access to their time. They are the ones that direct and control what they do with their time. so that they can actually come out with their intention materialized. A lot of people will fall in and easily distracted because they're not intentional. So we're talking about the cash calendar and your personal development. Later on in the series, I begin already writing those. God starts downloading. And I'm like, I don't know if this is a series or is this a course. Because how he downloaded so much with me with how to make your mark in the marketplaces almost seemed like it's a course. And so the first thing we start talking about, personal development. There are many, many people who miss daily personal development, and they miss their daily goals as a result of it. They don't get inside of their head before other people get inside their head, so they're easily knocked off course. Let me tell you something. I have had times in my life where you might have something happen in a day that will feel like it may knock the wind off out of you, things that you heard, things that you say, oh, my mercy, I can't believe they did that. I can't believe they said that. I can't believe whatever. But the personal development keeps my intention as a priority. First, waking up early in the morning with God, saying, God, you're bigger than all of those problems, all of those people, all of those challenges. And I'm so grateful that I serve you. What would you have me to do today? My mercy. Ain't nobody trumping what God told me to do. I don't care what they try to do. God probably told them something else. But you need to be intentional about your personal development. And the first thing is your personal relationship with God. The next thing is that now you got to feed your mind, because your mind and your will and your intellect is your soul. Now, obviously, if you're feeding it the right stuff, my job is not to tell you about how you're getting into heaven. I'm talking about that if you feed your mind the right stuff, you're going to start thinking the right stuff and you start doing the right stuff. And then guess what? You become a magnet to the right stuff. The right stuff. The right people, places, and things for you now to say, you know what? This is where I'm about to plant my flag. This is where I'm going to be making my mark. It now begins to now open you up to so many strategies and things that you hadn't seen before. Personal development, opportunities that have always been there because your mind wasn't there, you didn't see it, because this is where we live in our mind. We don't just live in our zip code. We really live in our mind. How do you know? Because you could have a person start on the same day as you in your network marketing business that appears to be doing so much better than you, when the only difference between you and them is the mindset and habit. Write that down. The mindset and habits, meaning what do they do with what they've learned on a daily basis. Now it moves into you promoting your business. Promoting. Well, you don't just promote your business, you promote yourself and what you're doing in business. Big difference. Many people are promoting the business, but people do business with who they know, like, and trust. Who they know, like, and trust. So how are you helping people to really know who you are? If the main thing that precedes you is what you have materially versus what you think And how are you helping people? You have promotion all wrong. What needs to precede you is what is your value to the marketplace. You're making your mark. We're talking about where people are thinking of you long after what you're doing, or even they just remember you for what? What are you promoting equals what people will know, like, or trust about you? This is why when we get deeper into this week, I want you to understand that if what you're not promoting can go long term, you're also writing out your career or your business. Be intentional of what could take you further. And then within your timing, you need to put inside of your calendar, because we're going to go day by day, day by day. You're exposing and your responses. Now, for those who are challenged, I don't even want to say the word struggling. I might put the word struggling in a subject line on a video or what have you, because that's going to get most people's attention who may not be working hard on personal development. But for Power Start Your Day, we call it challenge, because you want to always be up for a challenge. Nobody wants to struggle. So change the language that you're using about whatever else you need to learn more. Just add to learn more. Sure, you're capable of learning more. All those other people learned it. Sure you are. But we're talking about how do you expose your business and how many people are you exposing? At the end of the day, your daily goal should be on your cash calendar. What is your daily goals, your daily method of operation? How many people am I going to make sure see what it is that I have? Not how many people am I just inboxing, because the intention is not strong enough, so you're not getting the results. You're inboxing hundreds of people and closing nearly none, because we're not making sure the exposure and the response rate is where you need to go. Promotion is just part of the process, but the exposure and the response rate is what gets you your results. And then the follow-up. Oh, my mercy. So much money. Your fortune is right there. And the follow-up, we're going to go deep in that. And then your team and business management. Have you touched the team? Guess what? You can literally, inside your cash calendar, touch the team by tagging them on information that can help them build for today. You can touch the team by even hopping on an accountability call and let them hear your voice. You can touch the team by hopping in one of the groups and actually participate and let the team know you in it to win it. If you're always scrolling and liking, no one really knows that you're in it to win it. And you're wondering why your team is not engaged. Because you're not showing engagement, being involved. Now, these are your total daily hours, total daily hours. But you also have your personal responsibilities, right? Guess what? If you slack on that, the rest of your days are going to crumble. That's a lie on purpose. Most people think it's about the work, the grind, the hustle. But if you don't try to in the beginning, if you don't begin to be intentional about creating a balance where you're fulfilled, you know what? Between personal development and connection with the family is really going to be your mental glue. It will keep you from trying to be accepted, always just trying to fit in where you get in. because you already know you're in. You already know you're loved. When you do personal development, you already know God loves you. Then now you start loving yourself. Then now you can love on your family. Those experiences, you become more a secure and solid person that can go out and promote courageously. You say, well, my family is not buying in. That's not necessary to build your empire. But it is necessary that they know you do love them. It is necessary that they know that they've not lost their family member to a business. That they're gaining a better family member through the business. Huge difference. In one of my one-on-one coaching, I actually have a section where I show people you can have it all. Does it come together perfectly in the beginning? No. No, no, no. You'll always be a work in progress, but you'll be a leader of substance, and now you can now start building a sustainable business, making your mark that when people connect with you, they want to know they're connected with a solid person. Majority of the people that are your prospecting, even if you don't have it all together, literally, they're not requiring it all to be together, but they're requiring it that you are sure that you can deliver what you say you promise. And so I'm telling you right now that your first step is to take time to plan out and calendar building your empire. And you're building your empire, the brick by brick, block by block, is what you do with your blocks of time. And then now when we start talking about promoting, it's a part of your daily calendar. So it's no longer a burden. It's no longer you're trying to catch up. It's no longer you're trying to fit in to the last days or weeks of the month what you should have been putting in your calendar all along. So I hope that you take this time today and don't procrastinate, because the price of procrastination is a lot. It's a lot. It depletes you spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially. It's not your friend. So go on and get that cash calendar set up. So when we start moving into promoting, as you're making your mark in the marketplace, that you're ready to promote. So why should I even listen to all of this anyway today? Well, ask yourself, what are you trying to accomplish? How many more people would you have on launch calls, watching videos, in meetings, at trainings? We're talking about your team, ladies and gentlemen. How big would your team be if you actually implemented what you learned? I love you. See you later. Listen, today, we won't take in any callers. We're going to have some callers on tomorrow. We're talking about promoting, and I want to hear what you're doing, what your calendar is looking like on tomorrow. Set it up. Come in the queue, ready to share. I love you. God bless.